Omas gestured to the nearby seats, then waited in silence until the six masters finally realized he was pulling rank on them and perched on the edges of the big flowform seats, their backs ramrod straight and their hands resting on their thighs. Kip took the seat nearest him. That was one of the things that had always troubled Omas about the rogue Jedi. He never backed down. "We need to talk," Omas began. "Normally, I would bring a matter like this up with the six masters who sit on the advisory council, but Master Skywalker and Sebatine seem to be unavailable. I've asked Masters Horn and Katarn to sit in their place." "On whose authority?" Kip demanded. Omas raised his brow in feigned surprise. "No one's. I felt this discussion should include six masters instead of four." He turned to Hamner. "Is that a problem?" "Yes," Kip blurted. "When you hand-pick, it's fine," Hamner said, cutting Kip off short. He shot the younger master a warning glance, but the damage had been done. Corrin furrowed his brow, and Katarn's brown eyes grew as hard as Larmel stone. "We don't speak for the entire order, but we can certainly listen on its behalf." Omas nodded. "That's all I ask." He let his gaze drift toward Corrin, then said, "First, I must start by saying how disappointed I am that you've been keeping Master Skywalker's absence from me. It has led me to imagine some very disturbing scenarios, I'm afraid." Corrin's gaze shifted, but Kip said, "Master Skywalker's whereabouts aren't your concern." "Actually, they are his concern," Kyle Katarn said. "I'm sorry you felt we were keeping secrets from you, Chief Omas. The truth is that Master Skywalker's absence took us by surprise, and we were afraid you would try to take advantage of the situation."
"Take advantage?"
Omas kept his voice pleasant.
"By trying to usurp his leadership?"
"We know how upset you have been over the Killix," Trasina Lobi said.
A golden-haired Chev woman, Lobi resembled a pale-skinned human with obsidian eyes, a heavy brow, and a sloping forehead.
"So yes, we are concerned about your intentions."
"My intentions are to protect the Galactic Alliance," Oma said simply. "What the Jedi are doing places our relationship with the Chiss at risk."
"We prevented an interstellar war," Kip interrupted. "We saved billions of lives."
"That is in the past," Omas said, raising a hand to stop Kip's protest.
"I'm talking about the present. The Jedi are the last ones who need to be reminded of the havoc Black Membrosia is wreaking on our insect worlds. Shipping losses to the Utagetu pirates are approaching wartime levels, and do I really need to remind you of the death of Cien Sov?"
"The Jedi are well aware of the trouble the Killix are causing, Chief Omas," Katarn said.
"That doesn't mean we are ready to surrender control of the Order to you."
"The Jedi need leadership," Omas countered.
"Surely you all see that as clearly as I do. The situation just keeps growing worse. There's even a rumor that the Killix tried to assassinate Queen Mother Tenel Ka."